Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest show on the internet, Ten City Radio.
Did you notice that? I knew it was Waylo, but I just wanted to hear him say it. Did you pick up on that, man? They both called at the exact same time.
Well, y'all in the same place? Here,
y'all in the same place? Y'all sitting next to each other?
No, we not.
That ain't never happened before. Well, he stole your girl, man. He stole your internet radio girlfriend.
I know.
That's fucked up, man.
Oh, sweet poetry.
He talking about he want to work together. He want to work together.
Want to work with me. Had me at his, on the show and everything. Dirty motherfuckers, I tell you. Motherfuckers ain't fit.
Set you up, dog. Set you up.
I see what's going on.
Ain't nothing going on.
Yes, today, how you doing? Huh?
Right.
How the fuck you doing today?
Can you touch me a bitch, sweetie?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you. Ain't just a bitch. Nah, I'm just...
Yeah, it's a lot of hostility, man.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot of hostility, man. I put 2 years into this, and you won't hear you come. Because I'm way low from Who's Your Boy Entertainment. All right, motherfucker, I don't want no record label.
All right, well, hold that thought, man. We got another call. Caller, what's happening? Who this? Caller, 317. Yeah, they hung up. Oh, well. See you in the east. Hey, man, look. We normally don't talk about this, man, but I just got to hear everybody else's opinion on this. And I appreciate everybody heard about it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do y'all think about Obama and the gay marriage thing? You think it helps him or hurt him? First of all, let me rephrase that. Okay, I'm gonna start with you, Waylo. You either agree or you don't agree. Are you down for gay marriage? Yeah, nay.
Me personally, no.
You personally, no.
Yeah,
okay, Janine.
No.
Janine, yeah, nay.
No, I don't agree with it.
You don't agree with it. Okay, what about you, dog? Yeah, nay.
Hell no.
Okay, well, now, what do y'all think about Obama coming out saying he agree with it? He ain't going to fight for it, but he don't see no problem with it.
Because 60% of them, 60% of people, wasn't it something that happened? It was like 60% agreed to it, so he bagged them up. Yeah, he probably doing it for the election.
And you know what? Good point. But now here's
the
thing.
You got to go where the numbers is at.
You got a lot of motherfuckers like, oh, he just bagging us up because he want our vote.
Yeah.
Yeah, cause, and a lot of motherfuckers seeing that. You know what I'm saying, Janine? A lot of motherfuckers seeing that, they said the same thing, and I'm saying the same thing that you saying. Yeah, he did it because, you know, he needs some votes. But at the same time, they talking shit like, oh, motherfucker, don't bag us now. But in his defense, I've never heard him bash them.
No. I don't think he has.
You
he
know,
probably
so
just personally don't agree with it. He, you know, his personal values, he don't agree with it, just like a lot
of
people.
Yeah, but he ain't bashing nobody. I've never heard him bash nobody. But now, at the same time, they like, oh, you only trying to agree with us so you can get our vote. Come on, man. You old fickle-ass fags need to quit. And I'm not talking about the gay people. I'm talking about the motherfuckers that talking shit.
Well, I'm glad you cleared that up. I had to find the beep button from when you talk and try to time that shit. Beep? Fuck your motherfucker, beep? No, but look, I say that because when he was elected, you know, he got all the black vote.
Right.
Well, according to a CNN poll, 93% of black people oppose it. So does he lose their vote? You know
nope.
what I mean?
Nope.
No, I don't think so.
Just depends on how he plays, though. I mean, he can play at a point where if they don't back him up, you know, when it come election time, hell, he can snatch it from under their feet if he do get elected. You never know what he's going to do.
Yeah.
And you don't know how sincere he is about, you know, backing gay marriage anyway. He could just be shooting the shit.
Well, he said he agreed with it, but it's still up to the states to decide if they're going to let it happen. But he said he don't have no problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still up to the states. You know, the states got to vote that shit and all that bullshit.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, things are gone. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, you going to do what you're going to do anyway, shit. So, I mean, I can't stop you.
Right.
This ain't dictatorship. This democracy. This is not dictatorship. So, I mean, if this is what you feel like you want to do, you know what? I ain't trying to change the conversation or nothing, but I just had a flashback, man. I'm looking at a box of Arm & Hammer, a brand new box. Well, this don't remind me of Hammond, nothing do. But I digress. Back to the show.
Okay, yeah, you're right. That had nothing to do with the fuck we talking about. Did you open it and put it in the refrigerator?
I mean, it's a brand new box. So, I mean, when I looked at the Arm & Hammer, I thought about one thing.
What?
Hammond.
What did you think about?
Hammond?
What does Hammond got to do with it?
Well, you know, back when we were younger, you know, back in the day.
Oh, using Arm & Hammer. Oh.
That shit was better than
D12.
Hey, 317, call back. Hi, 317. We tried to bring you in, but you hung up.
Maybe they just wanted to listen. I had some friends call.
But they pushed one.
Oh, they don't know. Maybe they didn't know. They just probably want to listen right now.
Oh, damn, you talking like...
Like, hey, right. She know who the hell it is. They didn't text her. Girl, I didn't want to talk.
Well, they just pushed one, so let's see.
Okay, well, maybe they want to talk.
Who this? 317? And they hung up again. Fuck
and they
man.
Hung up again.
I ain't bring them back in again. Fuck them.
Call again. No, that we can't say fuck them. They new to the show, man. They new to the show. Let's just, you know. And he's talking about he got to put the bleep button on me. How you on a new caller? You going to say fuck him? How can you put the, you going to put the bleep button on me?
I tried to bring him in, man. Some bitches playing games.
Oh, my
look at, listen to you, dog.
Look, grown folks radio.
Hold on, man. You got to calm down with that, man. Stop that. You know that shit ain't right.
Yeah, that's true. I was saying it as a joke, but I think I mean it now. But anyway, back to the show. 317, you can always call back. Come on and call back, 317.
Oh, Lord. They probably sit right next to her like, what the fuck he just say about me?
I don't even know you, 317. I don't know you. But screw it. Anyway, what's happening with everybody else? How y'all doing? On with the show.
Good.
Are both of y'all feeling good right now?
I'm sure y'all are. Just a bitch.
I could be feeling better if we had a female. Me and Waylon had a female with us right now.
Waylon.
Y'all got somebody else with y'all? Is that 317? That's who keep calling and hanging up?
Right.
Third person?
That's all I could. Hey, Waylon, when I see you, I'm going to have my white glove. Your white glove, huh? Yeah. I demand satisfaction. Slap.
I just got there. I'm like, white glove? What the fuck do you mean, white glove?
Yeah. Wow. Hey, that's how they used to do back in the day when they ready to duel. I demand satisfaction.
They took that glove off and slapped the shit out of them.
Yeah, so Guaylo, you see with that white glove, you know it's on. Hey, I can see him die. Hey, I can see that motherfucker. You pull that glove off and shoot the shit out your
y'all crazy.
What do you say on what was that class act? Oh, Dabiku, why you ain't playing with my frog? It's a new tadpole in town, huh? His name. That a bitch.
New tadpole. Yeah, that's fucked up.
You ain't the man no more.
You ain't the man no more, dog.
I see, man.
She done graduated to a CEO.
Oh, yeah, because he got... Hey, I'm a CEO. Shit.
Yeah, she's like, trying to be like
she like, you just a CEO of the motherfucking radio. He got a record company.
I'm trying to be like y'all.
If you start listening to what the fuck I say instead of always going against me, it look like I got some authority. But no, you want to keep arguing with me, see? Hardy don't argue with Waylo.
What you talking about?
See, that's my whole point. You don't even know when to just... You was a terrible wingman. You know that?
Say goose, I'm talking to a duck, huh?
All right, I'm a terrible fucking wingman, I swear.
I saw it.
Okay, we got the 317 number. Now 317, this your boy Cass talking. You don't want to talk, you ain't got to talk. You want to just listen, by all means, go ahead and listen. But now, if it's something you got on your mind, just press 1. Let us know. But now, okay, now you press the 1. Now, please don't hang up. 317, what's happening?
What's going on? Nah, man, I wasn't hanging up. It's my first time on. You know, I got this touchscreen phone that kept hitting my teeth. I kept hanging up. My bad. All
right, what's up? Who is this?
This is DeJuan.
DeJuan, what's happening, dog?
Oh, nothing much. Chilling, man. Just, you know, wanted to call and check in and see what's going on.
Oh, man, you know how we do, man. Appreciate your call, man.
Oh, for sure. No problem. You know, I just got turned on to the little website, so, you know, I had to show some support.
Okay,
that's what's up.
So
you got your
Boost
mobile fully charged?
Yeah, he fully charged.
All right. He's fucking with you, dog. What's going on? Hey, man, well, I'll tell you what, man. Check it out. Since you're a newcomer to the show, got something on your mind you want to talk about? Let it out.
Okay, I ain't got nothing right now. Let me think of some stuff. I'll let y'all know, though. What time
Come
it
on,
going?
Man, I know some motherfucking woman that pissed you off. Some woman that made you feel good, pissed you off.
I'm looking for a woman. I just moved down here. I've been down here in Indianapolis like 3 months.
Shit,
so, ain't no woman pissed me off yet.
Oh, so you say ain't that pissed you off yet?
Yeah, no, not yet.
Oh, well, shit, man. Hell, you know shit. It don't matter if it's Indianapolis. Where you from? Where you originally from?
Toledo.
You from who?
Toledo, Ohio.
Toledo?
Yeah.
Shit, man. Well, you know, it don't matter if you from Toledo, Dayton, shit, motherfucking Indianapolis. You know all these women act the same. One of them going to piss you off.
Yeah, they will, but they ain't did it yet. I ain't met one yet to piss me off.
All right, so now that's what you're looking for, right?
Yeah.
All right, well, shit. Now, I got to tell you, dog, what you need to do, you need to get on SinCity.Spruce. SPRUZ.
I got that.
Oh, you on there already?
Yeah, I'm on there already.
Oh, shit, that's what's up, dog.
I just signed up on there like 2 days ago.
Oh, well, see, that's what's up, man. Now, I like this guy. I like this guy already. That's what I'm talking about. I like this guy already.
That's why I did this, y'all. You know, this is my first time. I had to call in and, you know, show some support.
That's what's up,
that's
man.
What's
and
up.
I appreciate that, man. You know what I'm saying? But now, check this out, dog. Look at man. We open the floor to any topic that anybody ever want to talk about. Like I said.
Okay.
So, I mean, if you got any questions, anything, man, because you know what I'm saying? We love to have new people on. And we love to give them a chance to speak their mind because, see, this dude way low on here, he been on here for a minute now. Fuck him. He ain't nothing but a motherfucking sightseeing bitch. But he calls every week. He calls every week, so we keep him on.
Okay.
But he's a shifty motherfucker. But now, new guy like yourself, who sound like you a real good guy, now ain't going
to
be on no ain't going to be on no bullshit
trying to
kill another motherfucker.
Like He sounds like a good guy until he sounds like a good guy until he hear Janine's voice. Then he gonna be another way low. Say hi, Janine. Say hi, Janine.
Uh oh.
Way low, you better watch your back.
I ain't worried about it.
Look at him. Hey, wait a minute. Hold on. I got guns too.
What we gonna play?
Okay.
All right, man. Check this out.
Come on, y'all. Come on. Let's get back. He probably like, these motherfuckers have lost their mind.
I'm listening. Y'all all right?
All right, man. Well, check this out, man. We jump off into crazy-ass topics. I mean, like I said, we jump off to any topic that you want. And, like I say, if you just, dude, if something hits your mind, you feel like, man, I want to speak on this, feel free to speak on it.
Okay, I got you.
That's what our show is about, man. We about, hey, dude, we grown folks on here. We talk about grown folks things. Ain't no censorship. I mean, shit, if you want to say motherfucker.
Okay,
you know
I got
saying?
You. Yep, all right,
that's what we do. All right, let's get the show. Let's get the show going.
Let me go into my top 10, man. Y'all know how... What's the white boy name on the Late Show? Got a top 10. I got a top 10 tonight. This is my top 10 for when you get pulled the fuck over. Mm-hmm. Be respectful to the police. Know your rights. Number 3, don't make any sudden moves. Keep your hands on the steering wheel. Number 4, ask for permission before you grab for your wallet. Make sure you ask them first. Number 5, keep a valid ID on you at all times. Number 6, turn on interior lights of your car so they don't think that you're grabbing a cell phone and not a gun, so they can see inside the car. Keep your license, registration, insurance. Okay, Waylo, make sure you got insurance, bro. Number 8. Don't lie to the cops, dog.
Hey, whoa, hold on.
Don't lie to the cops.
Man, the lie is the one that got me out of jail. Shit, what the hell are you talking about?
Number 9, Waylo, when you ride around dirty, don't give them a reason to search your car, man. Cooperate.
Oh, they can search my car.
So when you're riding around dirty, and last but not least, if you're not sure that they're the police, ask for their ID badge. Ask for their ID because they got to give it to you. They got to show it, okay?
Okay. All right, I got a question. Where in the fuck is all this coming from? You got pulled over?
Yeah.
He's from police.
No, man. Y'all ain't heard about this motherfucker that's posing as a police killing motherfuckers? He actually pulling motherfuckers over and shooting them in the car.
What the fuck is that?
It's right now it's in 3 states down south. He's done the shit in 3 different states. He's posing as a cop, pulling motherfuckers over and shooting them in their car. Straight up. No lie. He's straight blasting motherfuckers in their car.
Must be for men only, because we don't go through all that.
Oh, really?
Hell no, nigga. All they do is act like they're going to suck their dick and shit. It's all right.
Officer.
Hey, you know one thing that you should not do?
They like to be called officer. Officer, what I do?
I see. What? I actually seen a woman, man, and I ain't gonna even put my cousin out there like that. We got pulled over. She told me, she looked at me and told me, shut the fuck up, don't say nothing.
Mm-hmm.
man, she kept looking down at his dick.
Mm-hmm.
Bullshit, you not. She kept looking down at his dick, saying like little moaning, little sound like, mm.
Mm.
That motherfucker let us go.
Yep.
She gave that nigga a fake. She gave that motherfucker, she gave him a fake number, but she gave a number where she gave her mama a number. She don't live in her mother's house, so her mother, you know, her mother be just be like, she ain't here. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't like when you call, it's like you got the wrong number. So if she ever ran into him again, you know, like, oh, you just keep catching me while I'm at work. I'm like, really? She like, just shut the fuck up. Don't say nothing. Man, she kept looking down at that man's dick. That man, hey, man, next thing you know, I see him raising up. Nigga, damn, to grab his crotch.
Hey, you know that shit don't work for men, though, right?
Hell no, man. Yeah. You try to look at a woman, she be like, what are you? Keep your eyes up here, mister.
Yeah.
Right. Just what you looking at?
They go ballistic when you do that shit to that ass.
Dyke-ass bitch.
Don't be hating because it don't work for y'all.
You know what? Yeah, hold on, man. We don't speak up, man. I'm on something tonight, man. I'm on something, man. We gonna try to prove this theory. We gonna try to prove this theory tonight. Go ahead, man. Go on, talk, man. I'm on something right now.
Thank you for giving me permission to speak, sir.
No, man. It wasn't like that. I ain't mean it like that, man.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Nah, well, we can't do that.
Hey, I got a funny story for you, though.
Can't do what I want to do. Premium.
Check this out. What you said?
I said premium feature.
Oh, I thought you said something else. But check this out. This is what you call getting back at a motherfucker. Two dudes picked up two prostitutes, right? You know what I mean? You know, they went and picked up two hoes, go back to the hotel room. After everything was over, you know, they left, and they didn't swipe their iPhones, right, the hoes, and took their iPhones. So these motherfuckers get in the car, ride up on them, and start dumping. They didn't even ask for the phones back. They just start blasting at them, man.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of funny, but I guess not. They just blasted at the hoes. You know, usually it's like, you know, get my phone back. They start dumping. And they went to jail, of course.
It wasn't funny the first time you said it. You going to repeat it?
I don't think
nobody
you heard me say it the first time.
On like a damn thief, but shit.
They're
gonna kill
you
on no damn cell phone.
Hey, man, them iPhones cost money, dude. I guess dude didn't like the show, huh?
I don't know.
What, you hung up again?
Yeah.
That's that Boost Mobile shit, man.
See, you always insulting people, man. That's probably why
Janine used to fuck with Boost Mobile. You was never offended, were you?
I was never a Boost Mobile customer. Sorry.
Oh, my bad. Come on, this motherfucker used to use Boost Mobile. Maybe that was
a
Fonda.
I got a Boost Mobile now. My shit run A1. What you keep saying about Boost Mobile, man? I got a Boost Mobile right now. My shit go A1.
Oh, hey.
Wait a minute. This is the same motherfucker that can't get picture mail, but my Boost Mobile fucked up.
I can't get picture mail now. I got picture mail. What you talking about, bro?
You still got the flip phone?
Yeah.
shit. He was tougher than me. I was scared of that motherfucker.
You said
I
what?
Ran from him.
You ran from everybody. Felt like you was on a goddamn
I ain't run
right
from there. Everybody. I only ran from the bleed, so I ain't run from nobody else.
Who else was that a run from?
Shit. Yeah, One Ways, fucking Vice Lords.
Yeah, but
I
they
was
all
about the bleed.
That was all. You didn't go to that school, so you didn't have to worry about them.
Where did my father live? Right in the heart of One Way. And I did stay with my father for a few hot seconds.
Man, yeah, motherfucker, you ain't come outside.
And what was this at?
By Norton School. By Norton School.
Norton. Across the street.
Right across the street. He run down to the police station. He was cool.
Oh, I'm a little soft grounds by the church.
That little soft-ass side, it ain't what done big.
I thought the church folks was, okay.
Right by Logan Park. That's where he was at.
Yeah, I know where it's at.
Soft-ass.
Yep, that was right in the heart of motherfucking gang territory, bro.
Hey, but check this out. Check this out.
Yeah, change the subject. So.
You lucky, boy. You lucky. You lucky I had a few.
I'm real relaxed right now. Me too, dog. I'm real relaxed.
But I can go to a song and cuss your motherfucking ass out off of the air, though, but I ain't going to go that route.
Don't please, though.
Hey, but check this out, man. This lady, you know, I go through the headlines all the time. This lady killed her boyfriend, well, her ex-boyfriend, 18 years. She beat him with a sledgehammer, right, and killed him.
God damn.
They was together for 18 years. They broke up. And you know why she killed him? Because he took the truck. Because he took the truck. And she beat him with a sledgehammer.
In his sleep.
He ain't about to be walking after 18
years. Man.
Okay. Beat him and killed him, man, over a fucking truck. Or the truck was hers, but he took it. You know, I guess he put him out. He took the truck. I guess he come back to get some, you know, get some of his shit. And she beat the motherfucker with a sledgehammer.
Let me ask you something, dog. If, you know what I'm saying, let's just say, you know, for the sake of argument, you're married, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, y'all break up and she leaves. Right?
Mm-hmm.
She leaves. She leave everything. She fuck you, then I'm gone. Bye. Whatever she took, she took. And she called you back a year later, and say, I want my refrigerator back. Did you give my refrigerator back?
Yeah, I give it to her. I bend over and shove that refrigerator in her ass.
Yeah, she got a lot of ass.
You know what? I had that happen because when I left my ex-wife or whatever, she talking about I need that TV that I bought you for Father's Day back. I was like, bitch, you bought me a TV for Father's Day.
Hey, some shit you just got to let go, right?
Yeah. No. Like, bitch, you can have some Christmas with that shit.
No. Listen. Now what if you left the refrigerator at your house? It's your okay. Say it's not even your house. It's the woman's house. She owns the house. Okay. You don't even own the house. She left the refrigerator in her house. It's hers. So really, you shouldn't be taking none. So if you decide to move out of that house because I didn't left you, that don't mean you could just take whatever you want out the house when you move.
Yeah, no, because you left. When you leave,
exactly.
You give up all your rights to the shit in that house.
No, I don't.
Exactly.
Cause it's not. What if it's not his house?
Calm down, Zidane. As y'all know, Benjamin.
Hold on, Zidane, I'll answer that.
Business
ain't having conversation on Sin City, so that's why I'm asking.
Okay, Janine,
I'm gonna answer the question for you.
Okay.
First of all, let me ask you this: why would you leave your own house? Why wouldn't you just tell him to get the fuck out? It's your house. But once you leave, everything you took, you took. Everything you left, I'm gonna keep. Because if you knew you was leaving, you would have took what you wanted anyway and just say, fuck everything. Well, he can have everything else. But then a year later, you can't get mad. You gave me the shit when you left.
I didn't give you anything, okay?
You left it. So I'm automatically think, well, she must don't want this shit, so I'm going to keep it. That's how I'm going to think.
Well,
let me ask
you,
I left the guy, and I left everything except for me and my kids' stuff. I didn't want none of the stuff. I started over. I didn't want none of the stuff. I didn't go back for none of it.
But you can't call a year later talking about I want that TV back.
Nope, I couldn't. Right. And I didn't. I didn't want nothing. It's like you said, what you leave is what you leave. You can't go back later trying to claim it.
Okay, Janine,
right,
can I ask you?
Go ahead.
Wait, hold on. Janine, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, sure.
Did y'all have a deep freezer?
I got the deep freezer.
You took the deep freezer, but you didn't take the refrigerator.
Because I didn't want to just leave him in the house without a refrigerator. See,
I mean, if you
nice.
Leave, then leave him. Fuck them.
Wait a minute. Hold on, Waylo. Did you make that clear that I'm coming back to get my refrigerator? I give you a year to help keep the refrigerator, and yeah, I'm coming back to get that refrigerator. Did you make that crystal clear to him?
No, it wasn't clear because I thought he was going to stay in the house. I didn't think he was going to go and take my refrigerator and move in with some woman and that she using my motherfucking $1,200 refrigerator. I hope both of them choke off of my ice cube. Okay.
Sounds like you're chewing.
Oh, shit.
I bet you won't leave that motherfucker next time.
God damn.
Better slide that motherfucker to your back.
Didn't pay for that refrigerator. I did. That's why.
Now,
I'm
going to tell you,
if
you came to me with that, I'm going to take a picture right in front of that motherfucker with the ice cube covered out. Like, hey, look at me. Look at what I've got. I'll be like, man, is you crazy? You're not getting this refrigerator back. You left it. You're not getting it back.
Nope, you left it.
Let me tell you how my ex played my ass, though. I left her ass on a Sunday. I'm moving into my new crib on a Sunday, right? Took a pot, pan, skillet, forceful knife, bowl, plate, you know, one of each. And I left her with all the shit because the kids were still there, right? So
okay, that's the admirable thing to do.
She leaves the apartment, right? I go to the storage after she leaves the apartment. This motherfucker then cut the lock off the storage and took everything in fucking storage. The only thing that she didn't take out of storage was the shit that she couldn't lift, which was a $500 barbecue grill, a fucking basketball a rollaway, and my gym set. So I say about 6 or 7 months later, she calls me talking about, hey, what happened to the barbecue grill and stuff that was in the storage?
Because
I don't know.
They for the throw a party. Oh, I know a barbecue grill, Ed. I know about all this dumb bitch that came with the barbecue grill.
No, but this motherfucker, look, everything that was in storage was for a whole house because we was about to move out that apartment and go into a house. So everything in storage was a house. 3 bedrooms worth of shit.
Well, I would have done the same thing to your ass. Caller, what's happening? We got a new caller, y'all. Caller, what's happening?
This butter.
What's up, butter?
Hey, butter.
How y'all doing tonight?
It's butter, baby.
Yeah.
We talking about the Illuminati again.
No, we're not. No, we're not. No, the fuck, we're not.
All right, butter, let me ask you.
Yeah.
Okay, you were the guy.
Mm-hmm.
No, he move in with you, right? He move in with you. Y'all
mm-hmm.
chilling.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all break up, but
mm-hmm.
you leave, right? You leave. You leave the apartment and everything. Only thing you take is your clothes and shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now, let's say a year later, you call him and say, "I want that TV." You think you should get the TV?
No.
Janine, there you go.
First of all, those are two different situations, and y'all can keep talking all y'all want to. Okay, because I'm not going to pay no attention to none of y'all. It was my house. It was my refrigerator. If I decide to leave and go on a vacation for a full year, it's still my house. My name is the only one on the deed. It was not his for him to take anything out of the house.
Well, did you call the police?
Okay, so what was you going to do if my question is, there's a difference between an apartment and a house. So, an apartment, the lease goes up at a certain time, but if you're living in the house.
He told me he'd been lying the whole time saying he's still living in the house. I've been asking him all this time, are you still in that house? Are you still in the house? Because just like when I knew he was, if he did decide to move, then whatever was, you know, he took, he was going to take, and I was going to come back and get the rest of my stuff.
Mm-hmm. And what happened?
He took everything out of the house.
Yeah, he didn't take everything, which, I mean, I'm not trying to take TVs, stuff I bought him, or no stuff like that. He didn't buy that refrigerator. I don't care what y'all talking about.
That one was
I don't
bad,
about my refrigerator.
Okay,
it was
now
it was
if it's a refrigerator, that's different than a TV.
Exactly. It's a stainless steel refrigerator with the ice cubes and the water come out, be all nice and fresh.
What you trying to say?
Cold.
My TV ain't shit. My TV ain't shit. I drew a picture of high definition, goddamn 1080. What's your refrigerator shit?
I mean, considering the fact that you have kids, right?
Yeah.
Man, y'all gonna quit running that kid shit too.
I mean, she needs a refrigerator for her kids. What do you mean?
I'm just saying shit, cause I left everything, dog. And time when you know I left everything. When I left everything, nigga. I left motherfucking pearl white leather furniture. Man, that shit looking like a motherfucker. Man, hell no. Fuck that. You ain't fuck that.
Hold that thought. Everybody hold that thought. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
Hello, how's everyone?
Hello.
Oh, good. Who's this?
This is Chris.
Hey, Chris. That's
how's
the cop.
Everybody?
That's the police.
Oh,
I'll be quiet.
Sorry.
That's the police.
Oh, goodness.
We just went down the top 10 list, too.
Uh-oh.
And see, that's what... And Chris, you was the perfect person for it.
Well,
yep.
What was the top 10?
Top 10 of things to do when the police
pull you. You know what? Hold on. It ain't even the top 10. It wasn't even the top 10. My question was, why the fuck do police women act so fucking bitter?
Oh, wow.
Well, hold on. Everybody, hold on for a second. Hold on for a second, Waylo. Hold on. All right, Chris, I'm going to bring you up to speed.
Okay.
We were saying that
when a woman get pulled over by a male cop, she just look at his shit, make a few little moaning noises like, you know, you look good, baby, and he let her go. But when a man get pulled over by a woman cop and he look at her shit, she gets an attitude. Why?
I missed a whole lot, didn't I?
Okay. It's all a respect factor. I mean, when women get pulled over and they see a male cop, and if it seems like they can make some leeway with them, they do it. What they see is security. They see potential man for them. Most female officers are not out there looking for no dude like that.
I thought you was attractive. I'm getting charged with sexual harassment just because I thought you was attractive.
No, it shouldn't be like that either. I mean, and all women are not like that. No,
yes,
no,
they are.
You know that's not true.
Some bullshit.
Chris,
dude pops to pull somebody over.
Right, and
that female
in that
car
gets pulled over
can suck his dick.
Yeah,
how the hell can a dude get a fucking female cop in the alley and eat her shit out?
Because women have more respect for themselves than me.
Oh, that's some bullshit.
She got you, Waylo. She got you, Waylo.
That was a good ass comeback.
She lying, though, but that was a good ass answer.
No, don't get me wrong. You will find, because there's hoes everywhere. So you will find that female cop hoe.
It's a couple of them out there. But for the most part, women have more respect for themselves. They're not going to throw themselves out there like that.
Hold on, Chris. But what if I genuinely just felt you was an attractive woman?
Okay.
I was attractive. And I mean, yeah, you're giving me a ticket, but I felt you was attractive. So I'm like, well, damn, this is an attractive woman. Whether you was in or out of your police gear, I felt you was an attractive woman. So I'm gonna try to make my play at you.
Okay.
Why the fuck I gotta get a motherfucking disorderly conduct ticket because you weren't feeling me?
That's on that particular officer. And now I've had some guys sit there and try and tell me the only reason I pulled him over was because I wanted to see who was in the car, meaning I was trying to hit on him. And I'm like, dude, seriously? Like, I mean, it's all in how you come to that person, for real.
Well, man, that was a lie. I mean, that was a lie. That was an icebreaker. Man, you could have
been like, no, that wasn't
the reason.
You took the shit out of it, didn't you?
You gave him two additional tickets after that, didn't you?
No, I didn't. But I was more or less like, dude, are you serious? Like, really? I mean, it was more of a punch in the gut because I'm not, you know, I'm like, dude, I ain't no desperate female. I don't know what you used to come in contact with, but I'm not that.
That was just a pickup line.
No,
I mean, you
know what? Then he need to try again because that was
that's all you have to say
is
try again. You ain't got to feel insulted. Feel flattered. Feel flattered the motherfucker even came at you.
That's what I'm saying, see?
His game was weak.
I think both of y'all got a good valid point. You should have felt flattered, you know what I mean? But at the same time, I can understand where you're coming from too. Like I ain't desperate like that, you know what I mean? But as far as dude saying, he probably just like, you look nice.
I guess I took it like this.
I took it as if he felt like I'm using my authority
to make contact with a man. I don't have to do that.
No, not I understand what you're saying. I think you lady cops use y'all authority too much. Let the authority go to y'all head. That's why I ain't driving tonight, neither tonight. I'm letting that be known.
I'm
going to
say where you at. Let me find you tonight.
I'm letting that be known. I'm not coming back out the house done tonight because I got a cop on the... Hey, you catch that sub, bitch. You catch the motherfucker named Cass. You call me right now. No, I ain't coming out tonight. I'm not fucking with y'all. But no, seriously. But seriously. Y'all lady cops, I'm not saying you in particular, Chris. I'm not saying you in particular.
Right,
because
you
lady
know
cops,
better than that.
Lady cops have, Chris, we've been knowing each other for what? Well over 20 years?
Well over 20, yep.
Right. You know what I'm saying? But now, you do know lady cops got that attitude.
Yeah, I do. But see, you guys also have to take into consideration, you have more men that commit crimes than females. So the likelihood of, hold on, no, seriously, listen, man. So the likelihood of a female officer coming in contact with the ultimate guy that she wouldn't mind bringing around her kids and he got everything together, those options are slim. Where guys are running to the male officers are running to the female that, you know, pretty much got it together. It's just that she got a grimy dude, which is why the police ended up at their crib anyway. You see what I'm saying? It's like the female's options are much slimmer than the men.
Mm-hmm. So why all the men are always trying to fuck your woman after they take you to jail?
I've seen that one.
I'm gonna tell you right now. I'm gonna shoot the shit out, Chad. Don't come to my house thinking you gonna take me to jail and fuck my woman. Cause I'm gonna shoot you and her. Cause he won't. He's supposed to be just doing his job. He ain't supposed to be over there trying to get no pussy.
True. True, but she shouldn't be giving it away either.
Well, yeah, you got a valid point there. I can't knock you on that one. Yeah, that's a good point. Oh, psych ass bitch.
I just hope she's in shape, man, because she got to chase me.
Oh, goodness.
She got to chase me, man. Fuck that. I ain't in good shape, but she better be in better shape.
I mean, but I ain't gonna lie though. Them women with them uniforms, man, they turn you on.
Yeah.
Big ass gun on their hip. I'd be like, girl, come grab this gun right here.
Oh goodness.
That my gun go bang.
Female,
you say the brown?
Yeah.
I like the blue. I like the dark colors. Them brown ones. Even though it enhanced the ass, but I like the blue. I like the dark blue ones and the black ones better. But that day, I feel you though. Them brown ones do enhance that ass. They do enhance the ass.
Yes, it does.
It enhanced the ass 10 times over. You be like, God damn, look at all that ass on her. Then she goes, what are you doing? I'm looking at your ass, shit. Why are you doing this?
That's a whole nother insight you've given me. My goodness. Oh, okay. What color you wear? I'm blue. You know that. Blue.
Oh, you wear that blue. Okay, Chris. Okay. All right. All right. You wear that blue.
I'm city, not county. County is in the brown.
I'm out there at the county in Lake County. And little lady rolled past me, hair nice, smelling good and shit. I looked at her, she looked at me, I was like, you can take me to jail any day. She was like, come here. I was like, look, I'm out of here.
Wait, man, this is my thing. How you going to come to my motherfucking window with lip gloss on?
Exactly.
Okay, so what's wrong with a female officer wearing lip gloss?
Shit, you look like you ready to do something.
Oh,
oh wow.
Goodness.
Oh, wow.
I don't mean you look. I don't care. Let me take that back.
You don't need nobody to come around you with lipstick, lip gloss on.
Right.
No. No, don't come around me with lip gloss. Hold on, man. Can we mute Way Low? Because he keep agreeing with me. He always, every time I try to get in some way, he get me. You know, already took Jermaine. Shit.
Look, he said, you already took Jermaine.
And I like the same thing you like.
goodness.
My dog.
Stop like
that. That's my dog. No, but for real. I'm serious. I mean, now, if you got these motherfucking lips all powdery, I mean, you know, you got them pouting-ass lips, and you like, can I see your license and registration? Yes, you can. Shit. Hey, and if I accidentally grab my dick, you can't get mad. You cannot get mad if I put out my dick. It just got hard. You cannot get mad because I grabbed my dick.
Wow, really?
Now you talking about, oh, I made a lewd, obscene gesture at you. It wasn't that. It was just natural reaction. You got them old lips.
Is that what happened?
Then you grab it when I'm on my way back to my car. That's when you grab it.
No, shit, it was a natural reaction. Shit, I'm human. It's just like a fart. If it got to come, it got to come.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus.
And this is just Tuesday. Lord, help me.
I didn't realize I grabbed my dick. I just looked at your lips before I knew it. My hand was, oh, no, oh, let me let it go. Let me let it go.
Oh, wow.
Exactly. Oh, wow.
You need to get more control of your hands, like.
That's just like
your somebody get crazy, talk crazy to you. Your mind tell you to slap them. You're just gonna slap them.
Hell yeah!
Oh, wow.
I'm gonna slap that shit out. If my mind says slap the fuck out of him, you slap.
Oh wow.
Yeah. You better bag back. Especially if you see me bite my lip, bag your ass back. I'm gonna slap the. Oh, he got the prettiest dimples. Wow, man. I thought he was trying to show me his dimples. Now, motherfucker, I'm about to slap the shit out you.
Oh, wow.
Okay, now, you know, Mother Nature, we ain't heard from you tonight. You kind of quiet tonight. What's going on?
I just been listening. I come in a little bit here and there.
Father Time got you over there like, you better not say shit.
No. Oh, goodness.
I'm fucking with you, baby. You know I got the best wishes.
Yes, I know.
Hey, I got something for you. Hold on, man, I got something. This kind of shit pisses me off. This woman called her baby daddy selfish because he dropped the baby off to her and he knew she wanted to go out. How can you get mad about some shit like that? It's your baby.
Was her name Tawana?
Like she ain't going out.
No, her name ain't Tawana.
Oh, okay, well.
What? It's time to keep the baby?
Well, apparently she don't have custody of the baby, so I guess the daddy just, you know, like, hey, you know, here's your baby. But she wanted to go out, so she got mad.
He probably needs
exactly.
To free
time.
You know what, though? Real talk, if you felt like that, and you the mama, I'd have been like, fuck it. I keep my baby with me. If you feel like you can't spend no time with your baby, fuck you, bitch. You don't even deserve the luxury. You don't do anything.
Oh, if he got custody of the baby, he got custody?
It's their baby, but he has the baby. He dropped the baby off to her,
custody.
And she got mad.
Oh, wow.
Because
you know
she had plans to go out.
dog, I'll take my baby back with me. Because that bitch, and you know what I'm saying, even though these
right,
motherfuckers.
Right, because she lost custody for a reason, so.
Even though these badass fuckers get on our nerves, it's still a luxury to have your child.
Let me tell
have
y'all what happened the other day, okay?
Oh,
I go to a Mother's Day dinner, right? And as I was walking out of the house, this little baby was no more than 2 years old, walking out the entrance of the apartment complex with nothing on but a shirt and some panties. She almost got hit by three cars. We walking her back to her house. Don't know where we really walking her. We just following her to see if she gonna go to her house. And then this Benz pulls up, and the dude get out. He say, do you know this little girl? He say, yeah, this is my daughter. She run up and get in his arms. Well, we just found her at the entrance. What the fuck you talking about? We just found her at the entrance. She almost got hit. Didn't know where she was going. Didn't know so we just walked her back this way. Okay, he say, well, she's learning how to open up the door. You know what I'm saying? She knows how to open up the door now. But I'm going to go in here and beat this bitch ass because my daughter got out the house and she ain't looking for her.
You damn right. Mm-hmm.
I agree with him 100%.
That's
what I don't believe in males, men beating on women, but I could not believe that this child had, because I know she had to be out the house for at least 30 minutes.
So did y'all call the police on him after he kicked her ass?
Nope.
Thank you.
Nope. I feel like at that point in time, I felt like she needed her ass whooped.
Damn skippy.
Because I could not believe it. But at the same time, I'm not one to advocate beating on women. But at the same time, like, damn.
He wasn't, he wasn't hitting on the woman. He was beating on the bitch.
Lord,
besides, you don't consider baby mama a woman?
Huh?
Baby mama.
Mm.
I say you don't consider a baby mama a woman?
It's just a baby mama.
It's your baby mama.
You got good baby mama, you got bad baby mama. That was a trifling-ass baby mama.
I was wondering,
you know?
Like, what was she doing?
Fuck
not
it.
To know that her child was gone.
Fuck it. You know what? No, she wasn't fucking. Because if she was fucking, she would have put it. She was smoking some shit. That's what she was doing.
Mm.
Yeah, that's what I think was going on. She had to be getting out of
something. I'd have been around baby mamas who, you know what I'm saying, they trying to get they fuck on. But they like, oh, I gotta stop. What the fuck are you stopping for? I got to see what this baby doing.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. I mean, granted, I ain't gonna lie and say I ain't get mad. Hell yeah, I got mad. What the fuck?
That's
you
a
mad?
Good
what
baby mama. That's a good mama right there. That's
yeah,
a good
right.
mama right there.
I can't get mad at her. I mean, I did get mad at her, but I mean, in all actuality, goddamn. But at the same time, but then you respect the fact. Well, damn, okay, well, all right, I understand that. This is why you took the dick out your mouth, because you had to see what your baby was. I ain't mad at that. You had a legitimate reason.
Oh, man, I got some good news, man. May 25th is my last child support payment.
Woohoo! What?
Wow.
Man, nigga, 18. Fuck you.
No, that was hot.
Fail. I got
to
let you
in.
Say you're done.
Oh,
in Minnesota.
Okay. I was going to say you're not in Indiana.
Payments, once you get
no.
them, get through with them payments, then you're going to have to start paying big money, because then she's going to start asking you herself instead of you having to pay.
But you know what? That's okay, because I ain't got to give her mama shit else ever. Get a life.
Congratulations.
I got the paper framed on the wall.
Congratulations, because I know it's taking a lot out of you.
Fuck him. I still got to go through this shit.
Don't be jealous.
You be all right, dog. You be all right.
I'm jealous.
Don't hate.
Hey,
Hey, dog, I'm jealous of the motherfucker. I'm jealous of the motherfucker right now.
You should be congratulating, dude. You should be congratulating.
Hey, I'm jealous of the bullshit
I went through.
Yeah, well, hell, I was going through the same shit. What the fuck you talking about?
Okay, hold on, y'all. I'm sorry I had mine before you had yours, man. I'm sorry.
Let me ask y'all. Let me ask the lady something, man. I gotta ask this now. I got a phone call today. Normally I don't put my personal situations on the motherfucker show, but I need some women's point of view to this. I got a phone call today.
Mm-hmm.
I got a phone call today.
Mm-hmm.
And I was asked, can I take the kids off of my insurance?
Off your insurance?
Off my insurance. And I said, hold on now. And I said, why? I said, why take the kids off the insurance? Because it's fucking up my Medicaid.
Oh, hell no.
I said, but you don't need Medicaid if I'm paying the insurance. Yeah, but when that, I got to pay a deductible.
You don't want to pay nothing. You get a credit for that. You get a credit for the kid being on your insurance. You drop that insurance, child support get raised some more.
Mm-hmm. She might be trying to run game on you, dog.
I'm like, are you serious? I'm paying, dude, it's a chunk of money coming out my motherfucking check for just insurance.
Mm-hmm.
This motherfucker said, can you drop them two off the insurance? I said, why? But now she do got other child. She like, because with them being on your insurance, it's messing up my Medicaid.
Mm-mm. No. No, really, no,
it
it's not.
It shouldn't be messing up the Medicaid for the child that is not doing.
But now,
Medicaid should be secondary.
Yeah.
But now,
hold on.
I got a child who has a skin disorder. Like I say, I don't normally get into shit like this on the show, but I really want a woman's opinion. I got a child that got a skin disorder.
Mm-hmm.
And Medicaid says they're not paying for that. They're not gonna pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, my insurance will. Now you got a $20
copay.
Copay. You got $20 copay. But anything she needs, okay, you pay $20. If this motherfucker, if the medicine is $700, you gotta pay $20.
Uh-huh.
But now here Medicaid, like, well, we she gotta go to a dermatologist, and they like, well, Medicaid, like, well, no, we don't pay for dermatologists.
Right.
Yeah, because that's a specialist.
Because that's cosmetic to them. Mhm.
But now hold on, let me ask you a question. Does your insurance? Would your insurance pay for it?
Yes. Yes,
Marsha
was paid for it.
Plain and simple, she don't want to pay that copay. And understand this, you stop that the payment.
But my child needs to go to this dermatologist.
Right. But I'm saying don't do it. Keep your child on your insurance. Because once you stop that, the state is also going to come after you for repayment for the services that they rendered to your child.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, bitch, you crazy.
You just can't take your kids off anyway.
No, you can't. I can't
take my daughter
that's
off
the law.
For another year.
Yeah, it has to be
doing
open enrollment anyway.
Right,
because
I'm like,
enrollment times, you can't just add and take them off whenever you want.
Right, it's more the point that I got to pay the insurance.
Yeah.
Right.
So I'm like, well, I got to pay the insurance. But motherfucker's like, well, can you take them off?
No,
dog, what you need to do is tell her to go to court and tell the judge. Because if it's court ordered, you're going to get fucked.
Mm-hmm.
So you tell her to go to court. Okay, you go to court, tell the judge that
you know, it's
you
like,
don't
it
need
ain't
insurance
you,
no more.
It ain't got
hey,
to
I'm
that far because I'm not doing it no way.
Anybody that pays child support, if you look in that child support order thing, it says that the father,
you got
to
pay the
insurance. You have to have insurance on that kid.
Right. Mm-hmm. So why the fuck would I take it off when they sitting there telling me in court order that I got to pay the insurance?
Mm-hmm.
This motherfucker like, what? You fucking me up if you keep them on now. Well, bitch, she's a fucked up bitch.
And pay real close attention to that order because it's also going to say how much out of pocket she's supposed to pay first before you start kicking in any half.
I mean, my whistleblower call, my insurance pays everything except $20.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, I'm paying out the pocket for it. I'm paying out the ass for this insurance.
But it's worth it in the long run.
Right. Like I told her.
Especially
they
if you got, you know, kids and family that need it.
But hold on, man. Here's the funny part. Now, the motherfucker from Walgreens called me. The motherfucker from Walgreens called me and say, man, you need, what do you need? I need all your insurance information. So I give him all my insurance information. And he say, well, and he tells me the same thing. He say, well, she's going to be in trouble because you got the insurance and she's still trying to get Medicaid. That ain't my fucking problem.
No,
mm-hmm.
No, it's not.
Problem.
And don't let her, like, guilt trip you and all of that.
I'm telling you, if she do it the right way, she won't have to pay shit out of pocket because the insurance is our primary and
exactly.
Medicaid is
the
secondary.
The
Medicaid is secondary. So she shouldn't have to pay shit out of pocket.
But as much as I'm paying for you in insurance and child support, you can't take $20 out that child support check and pay whatever you got to pay?
I feel you
paying, dog. That's what it's for.
$20? I feel your pain.
That's what it's for. Child support. And that's supporting your child's
kids. No, but hold on a second. Now, I understand exactly where you're coming from. I pay $536 just for health insurance for my daughter. That's just health. They ain't got nothing to do with the child support.
Mm-hmm.
But now how you going to come to me and say, you know what I mean? Well, I need $20 to pay the copay. What?
Huh? Bitch,
is
you crazy?
That don't make no sense.
Technically, what the court ordered you to pay is all you're supposed to pay.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Now,
well,
you
as
a
father,
and
then
you
like
you do for your kids,
Hold on. Technically, all I'm supposed to do is pay child support. That's it.
Right.
I don't have to put anything extra in there.
I ain't got to give you another fucking dime.
Exactly.
Not one time do I got to get.
If you can't take $20 out of $300 and pay the damn copay, you're a fucked up individual.
Mm-hmm.
You're just money hungry. You greedy.
Yep.
You don't want to spend your money, but you want to spend my money and the extra money. That's bull. That's bogus, man. I wouldn't go for that shit at all, man. I'd tell the fuck you have a nice day.
Boo. I laughed so fucking hard that the phone hung up.
My daughter's
$100
every time she goes to the doctor.
Dude, they called me. They say the medicine was $226. The medicine for my daughter was $226. Now all you had to pay was $20. Well, you need to pay the $20, motherfucker. Every check I'm paying X amount of dollars anyway. If you can't pay that $20, man, bitch, you crazy.
I've been through that game before. She tried her damnedest to try to get me to do that same exact shit. Told her to go to hell with playing the socks on.
That's bullshit, man. That's bullshit, man. Because you struggle all month, man, to make that damn child support payment. You know what I mean? Then top it off, you got another $500 coming out of your check to pay for the health insurance. And then the motherfuckers ain't never satisfied, man. That's just being greedy, man. That's just fucking greedy.
A motherfucker told me that today, man. I said, man.
That's just plain out flat out greedy.
Another thing that pisses me off is that I give her all that fucking money for child support, and then she sends my daughter back to my crib with raggedy clothes on.
Oh, so man, let's not get into that.
When I send her back, she got on fucking nice clothes, but when she comes back again, she got on raggedy clothes. So I feel bad sending my daughter back to her crib with raggedy clothes on. I can't do that.
Oh, Lord.
The system is set up for us to fail, fellas. Y'all remember that.
Yeah,
the system is set up for us to fail.
It is.
That shit
makes you want to
kill
their ass. It is, dog. It's set up for us to get fucked over.
Of course.
It's set up for us to get fucked over, dog. I mean, let this be said, not taking nothing from the women that's on the phone, because, you know what I'm saying, I know what y'all go through, and I know that y'all strong-ass women, but, man.
Because I don't get no child support.
Right, this is my thing. You got a motherfucker like Janine who don't get child support, ain't asking for child support. Ain't even like, fuck you, nigga. I'm gonna handle this on my own.
Dumbass bitch a cut of my check every goddamn month.
We got these leeching ass bitches who don't want to do nothing but lay on their ass, get our money. I'm gonna say this. I talked about it to my guy earlier, and maybe it was fucked up what I did, but fuck it. I mean, one day. You know what I'm saying? I know she get her text on Wednesday. I go over there. This motherfucker got hand in seat. I mean, the drinks is set out. Bitch, you get paid the same day I get paid. You ain't got no money, you know. But Wednesday, you got fifths of Hennessy, drank. So I walked up. I grabbed the Hennessy. The bottle hadn't even been cracked yet. Timer. You know me. I don't even drink Hennessy. You know I hate Hennessy. I grab that motherfucker. Open the motherfucking box, pull that motherfucker out the bottle, and took that motherfucker by the neck and damn near probably two cups worth of it. She looked at me. What the fuck you doing? I said, bitch, I bought this.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't bought shit. I said, this nigga ain't got no job. He ain't got no job. Shit. I know where the fuck it came from. Oh, you buying this nigga Hennessy? But then my daughter's calling me, talking about I need some shoes.
Are you all right, check this out, man. Check this out, dog. Go ahead, Waylo.
I started taking pictures of my... Every time my daughter came to my crib fucked up, I started taking pictures. Like, my ex, she get a check. She on Fresh J's, her fucking Gucci bag and all this other bullshit, hair done. But my daughter looked like she just came from a damn homeless shelter and shit. So I just started taking pictures.
Yeah, but at the same time, man, you don't want your kids to feel, you know what I'm saying? And Waylo, trust me, I know what you're saying, dog. Like I said, my daughter going to a motherfucking 8th grade dance Thursday. I can't be there. You know what I'm saying? I can't go. My money ain't. I ain't gonna even lie to y'all. My money won't even permit me to go. So that's a heartbreaker to me right now that I'm gonna miss my daughter's 8th grade dance because it was either pay for her shit or go down there. But shit, Right. What the purpose of going down there if I, you know what I'm saying, if she ain't got shit to wear?
Sure, you can make that up calm. So.
You know what I'm saying? So
oh,
it's
well,
like.
Let me tell you this, man. Y'all got to listen. I got to whisper because my daughter's in the house. Check this shit out, man. Her prom was last weekend, right?
And she looked it beautiful. She, hey, and for anybody, I need to check out the pictures. Hey, his baby looked it beautiful. I'm sorry, dog. I'm sorry.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that, bro. I appreciate that, man. But look, she goes to the prom, right? You know they had a little after party thing, right?
Uh-huh.
Why this motherfucker at the hotel at 2 in the morning?
Oh, wow.
Who, your baby?
And guess who had to get up in the middle of the night to go get her? 2 in the morning. And she says she's still a virgin. Well, I believe that shit. You're at the fucking hotel at 2 in the morning.
That's where they had the parties at after the prom.
I understand that, but you have to look at it from my perspective.
I mean, did you give her a curfew? Did you give her a curfew?
No. Nope. I'm not even going to lie and say I did. Nope. Nope. I didn't. I'm not even going to lie. I didn't.
No,
I
mean, I'm serious. My daughter's a virgin, and they had, like, some of the people had parties at a hotel. Their parents bought the rooms or whatever they do. And I guess you just have to know your child to know what they are doing, what they want to do. I let her go. I mean,
but
she had a curfew.
But you know what, though? That's different.
She had a curfew.
You mean that's different?
She had a curfew. Mm-hmm.
That's different. See, mothers and fathers see things differently.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what I'm saying? Like if it was a son, it'd be like, gee, that's my boy right there.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
that's
my boy. But when it don't come to them girls, it's totally different. We see things totally different than mothers. You know what I'm saying?
We do.
I was hot. I was pissed.
Nigga.
You came up with a long plan for my daughter. You know those things they use in Africa?
With that being said, shit, nigga, next year, man, shit.
Curfew, dude. Curfew. And get the address.
Get the address.
You want a curfew and the address. And some phone numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Date, what's your phone number, bro? And then when he give it to you, call that motherfucker while he's still standing there. Just to make sure. Just so you can hear this shit ring. Make sure you gave me the right number, motherfucker.
Look here, hold on, man. I got a daughter who didn't have a boyfriend for two years now. This little motherfucker think he's off. He think he kingfish. He think he owns all right.
Okay, but I don't want to interrupt you, Doc, but remember what you told me a while ago? Somebody going to replace us. Remember you told me that?
Yeah.
Somebody going to replace us. Sooner
man,
or later.
It's just not him. It ain't going to be him.
You don't got
I'm
no
sorry.
Choice in that, bro. You can't
see.
Pick and choose.
And if I do, you going to help me dig the ditch. And I dare you to say you're not.
Hey, I got an extra struggle. I'll be over there with you, bro.
Thank you, Waylo. Welcome. That's my dog. That's why I love Waylo and Who's Your Boy Entertainment. God damn it. That's why I love Waylo and Who's Your Boy Entertainment.
Hey, my daughter 6 years old, fam. I already
I don't give a fuck.
30 round extended clip. I got a shotgun. It's all ready to go. We just waiting on her to get that.
I don't care. 6 years from now, I got your back, dog. I got your back.
I'm rolling, man. Don't forget me. I'm rolling. Jeez. I watch CSI all the time. So shit, I tell you exactly how we need to dress.
Hell
we need
yeah.
to get this motherfucker so we don't leave no fibers or shit. No one's gonna nobody throw up, we good.
Hey, we're gonna bury on top of the motherfucker that we're gonna bury next year.
There you go.
It,
just make sure you get a curfew out, dog. Make sure you get a curfew. You need to be back at exactly and have an address just in case you got to go get...
Oh, I guarantee I will be... I guarantee I'll be in Gary the day of her prom. I will be in Gary. I'm going to fuck. I'm going to fuck this motherfucker tell me they pay me $20 an hour. I'm going to be in Gary the day of her prom.
Well, just remember, man, you can't go, man. I mean, now we can hide out in the bushes if you want. Binoculars and shit, we got on our camouflage.
Hey, I still got camouflage in the closet.
Here you go. So do I.
See, I knew I love Who's Your Boy Entertainment for some reason.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's bad.
But you know what, though? Now, you hear how we talking? It's totally different for mothers. They don't even look at it like that.
No,
well,
they worried different. They worried about their hair. They worried about the dress, the shoes, the stockings.
I don't give a fuck about none of that, dog. I'm worried about you coming in the house the same way you left out.
Exactly. Intact, goddamn. That little piece of skin still need to be there. You know what I'm saying? If I could check, I would check, goddamn.
Hey, they laughing at us, dog, but shit, this real nigga talk.
No, I'm laughing because y'all sound like my uncle. I don't know what my uncle said to my date, but I was at home by 12:30.
You're damn right. You left a virgin, you better come back
one. It wasn't even my dad because I was living with my grandmother, so it wasn't even my dad. It was my uncle. I don't know what he said to that boy, but... I was home by 12:30 on prom night, so, but.
That's the way it's supposed to be.
So I'm laughing at y'all because, it's just funny, but, no, my daughter
was
not.
It's just different when you're a father.
On prom night.
No, my daughter's differently.
She's not staying on prom night.
Right. We just see our daughters differently, that's all.
Right, the way I look at it, his baby is my baby, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I swear, she could not walk past me, and I know mine can't walk past him, and with doing some disrespectful shit. No, it ain't gonna happen. I'm gonna whip her ass. Then I'm gonna hey, nigga, hey, bring your ass on. Yeah, what you? I'm taking you to your daddy, cause I know what he gonna do to your neck. Mm-hmm. I ain't did one third of what the fuck he gonna do to you. And shit, I expect the same out of him. Shit, I beat shit out. Hey, I seen your daughter over there, and I beat the shit out of her. Okay.
Now what if she go? What
see,
if
you
she
know
go
what?
What if she go with her gay best friend to the prom? Her gay best friend, a gay dude.
That's
bullshit. No, that's not happening.
Because they don't want to be gay at some time in their life, and they want to get some ass sometime in their life, and that's he gonna be the prime person to get that ass that night because he
exactly.
I just want to see how I feel. I just want to stick
that's
the head
my
in
whole perspective
kiss
about
my
that.
Ass. That's bullshit.
My whole
perspective kiss you for you. Kiss my
Janae,
ass.
We had this conversation before. Janae, we had this conversation before. That motherfucker, he ain't slick. Slick at all.
Yeah, he's gonna decide if he really is or not.
Yeah, yeah, that's the night he wanna find out if he is or not, punk motherfucker.
Shit, that motherfucker gonna find his ass in a grave. One better
black that
dress.
Some bitch. Fuck him.
That's crazy. Then a motherfucker. Oh, now all of a sudden, you gay all
now
throughout
all
the year. Like now you want to be a man.
Then tomorrow you gonna say, "Well, I think I'm turning back gay." Yeah, all right, motherfucker. You ain't slick, bitch.
Or I just had to make sure.
You ain't slick, bitch. Yeah,
no,
you had to
make
sure,
sure
tonight. Yeah, you son of a bitch.
And since you want to be gay, I'm gonna stick a plugger in his ass for getting on with his ass.
Yeah, we gonna let you know tonight. If you like this plunger, mm-hmm. then you know what the fuck you are.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my.
Fuck his little ass up big time.
And dare you to go tell somebody. Go tell some. Not go tell your daddy.
Run tell them. Run tell them. Run.
See, when you're a mother, you don't care about that. You know, mothers don't even think like that. They don't. That shit don't even enter y'all fucking mind.
Because they so proud of their babies that, oh, my baby looks so beautiful. See, a nigga be looking. Nigga be looking. Man, I swear to God, see, if I had my way, motherfucker would have a plunger in his ass.
That's not, we don't just think like that. I mean, we have had talks and discussed these things with our daughters. So by the time they get to that age, we're proud that they're becoming young ladies.
Them motherfuckers don't listen.
We're proud that they're becoming young ladies, not just because they're pretty on prom day and all this and that. Hey, they're becoming women.
You know what my prom day is?
You ain't got to be no woman your prom night. You be a woman next year when you go in college.
You ain't going to like it next year, the year after that either. So on her wedding day, you probably be tearing the wedding up.
I'm a mean mugger. Shit out of him. I'm a mean mugger. Shit out of him.
Matter of fact, I'll be standing right next to you. We're going to do it together.
Hell
wrong,
yeah.
Bro. She got two dads.
Hell yeah, you got there right. Motherfucker, I'm going to be standing there right there with your one. Motherfucker, hey. Hey, what you want to do, dog? We turn this motherfucker wearing out right now. It's on you, fam. It's whatever you want to do tonight. I know it's supposed to be her day, but it's what you want to do tonight, dog.
Oh, see, it's my day. I'm going to make sure. It's mother. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that. We both catch his ass in the back while everybody getting dressed.
Right. Hey, son, bitch, come here. Come here, nigga, because I'm going to put that full Nelson. Hey, I'm going to put that full Nelson on him. He ain't going nowhere. He ain't going nowhere, Tom. Tell him what you need to tell him, because he ain't going nowhere. I got that full Delta locked on him. Hey, I got that full Delta locked. I'm going to fucking be 6'7". I got that full Delta locked on him.
Oh, my goodness.
Look at here, son. Look, I need to talk to you, son. I can't breathe.
Hey,
you all right.
You all right. You all right, bitch. You all right. And vice versa. See, when I give you that nod, you know what to do. Grab that nigga. Grab. When I give you that nod, grab that motherfucker. Grab him. I ain't bullshit. Hey, look. Hey, can you just tell your partner to let
you
me go? Hell no, if it's something that you go. And then I'm going to put Wick on his ass, too. Hey, Wick.
He be biting at his ankles, though.
Hit him low. 6'7". Hit him at his ankles. Hit him low. Hey, you got one time. You got one motherfucking time. I'm not bullshitting. And I know how women are. And I know that some women be like, well, I'm not going to tell my daddy. Nigga. You got one time for my daughter to come. Tell me you put your motherfucking hands on her. I'm going to break your mouth. You see this foot Nelson that he got you in? Nigga, the blow is coming next. Because we going to beat your motherfucking ass so you can't. The last motherfucker you going to see is me. Punching you in your motherfucking face.
He ain't even going to see me because I'm going to kidnap his ass from the back.
I want you to see the last nigga in your life. When I get to the gate.
Get that from the back.
You fuck with mine.
I can see that night, man. All you gotta do is stick behind him and throw that bag over his face. All he sees is darkness. What the fuck?
Yeah, no, do some
you lace that motherfucker when he ain't looking.
I know y'all are really angry tonight. What is going on?
They kidnapping folks.
Hey, that's how fathers do when it comes to their daughters. It's a father daughter thing. Y'all don't understand. Y'all wouldn't understand because it's a father daughter thing. Y'all don't know the things we sit up and late at night and think about.
I guess I'm
serious, man. Y'all don't understand the fact that, like, if that man called me and say, this, that just happened, I'm on the red eye. Hey, if I got to rent a car and drive the next 8 hours, I'm there. Dog, what we got to do? What we got to find a place to bury him at. I'm there. We banned this bitch. Tell you, I'm on your phone, call him away. Boo.
Hey,
they
care about that motherfucker's
long.
Body in Lake Minnetonka. That's what we're going to do.
No, we taking his ass to Gary.
We accomplices knowing what's going on. We're accomplices to the fact. Is Chris still on here? Why y'all talking about what y'all do with all these folks?
Hey.
No, we gone.
Yeah, we taking him to Gary. We taking him to Gary and drop his ass off. We know it'll be another. It'll be anywhere from two years to 6 years before they find him if we bury him right.
Oh my goodness!
We bury him right, it'll be another 2-6 years before they even find him.
Hey, ladies, this is how we gonna cover it up right here: temporary insanity.
Exactly.
You just did premeditation on the show.
Erase tonight's show. Tonight's show don't exist. We're one of them shows that don't exist tonight. We erase tonight's
show.
What show
you talking about?
This show never happened tonight. All right, y'all, take this out. I know they finna cut us off at any second. I know we done went too far. All right.
We enjoying the show.
Right, nigga got into his feelings tonight. Mother Nature, what's up, baby?
Oh, it was a good show. That was funny. Yeah. Good show. Y'all had me crying. I'm tuning in tomorrow. Yeah, I have to pick back up on y'all antics. We're going to have to start calling the show Crimes and Misdemeanors.
Shit, we dead serious. We wasn't playing. Shit, we dead fucking serious.
That's what I said. We fucking start calling it Crimes and Misdemeanors. Y'all talking about killing folks for messing with y'all daughters.
All right, way low. You got any last words, bro?
Who's the boy entertainment?
Waylo 219.
You know
where
it is.
Kiss my ass.
You know where it is. Kiss my ass.
That's Waylo is like a recording, man. You know exactly what he's gonna say.
I know what he better not be.
Change it up for tomorrow night, man.
Hey, I know what Waylo better not be.
They sit right next to each other, bro.
Right, man, just a bitch.
Janine, you got any last words?
Better be in Texas with Gary, motherfucker. I did that.
Poor kids. Y'all need to figure out a better way to do that so they'll still love y'all.
Man, I ain't trying to be their friend. We be their friend when I'm over.
I know.
You got to be manipulative. You got to, you know, find a way to do it a better way than that. So they won't know. Because
you know what you need?
So they won't know what it was, is what I'm saying.
Janine, listen to me. I'm going to tell you exactly. When she called me and said he left me, I'm going to be baby, what happened? I thought y'all was getting along so well. Daddy, he left me. I haven't seen him in 3 days. What?
Well, that's better.
Well,
what do
you think he could be?
All
out.
I told you he wasn't right for you.
No, you don't say that, man. You don't say that. You have to play the sympathy card, like, baby,
mm-hmm.
you have no idea where he is. No idea at all.
You want me to go look for them?
Put up some posters.
Hey, baby, tomorrow we can find him. Let's go. I'm on my way. I'm on my way to get you right now. We're going to go look for him.
I'm up for living in Lake Minnetonka somewhere.
Me and Uncle Timer then looked all over for him. We just couldn't find him.
Right. Did you talk to his mama?